things in life for free.
What a difference a day makes, or in the case of the economy at the moment, an hour, or even, you know, you can even go to a minute, I think. Things change so quickly. In the wake of the third stimulus announcement from the federal government, how has the finance sector responded? Joining us this week for Business and Finance is Joyce Moulakis, who's a senior banking reporter for the Australian newspaper. Hi, Joyce.
Hi there, Patricia.
With uncertainty over the length of the current pandemic crisis, the big bank CEOs have spoken out this week with some of their predictions for the economic future. What are they saying?
Well, I think we heard from three of the big four bank CEOs this week, and they're all in agreement that there will be a large hit to the economy. That's a given. How much it contracts in the next few quarters is up for debate, but we all know that this is going to take its toll on economic output in the next few months.
The major banks are expecting sharp contractions thanks to this ongoing coronavirus. Have any of their CEOs put a figure on that contraction for the March quarter?
Well, CBA's Matt Comyn was the most definitive around what the contraction could be, and he's penciling in a 10% fall in economic growth in the March quarter, which is a very steep decline, and that's double what he expected a week ago. So as you said earlier, I mean, things are changing all the time. We've had three tranches of stimulus now, and it's looking like a very tough period ahead.
Looking further down the pipeline, what feedback are the banks getting from their small business customers at the moment? Is there much interest in taking up payment deferrals?
Well, the feedback that we got on Monday was that they've been inundated with calls and inquiries. You can imagine that this particular pandemic crisis and the areas of the economy that have been affected, it's touched a lot of people, a lot of businesses. NAB CEO Ross McEwen was talking about receiving more than 200,000 calls and inquiries in 5 days, which is more than they get in a year typically. So that sort of gives you a feel for the scale of how hard this is, you know, filtering through to the business community. CBA also talked about just 45 of its customers opting out of its small business payment deferral. So it does look as though this has hit the business community very hard already.
Look, let's move to another topic because Virgin Australia have confirmed reports they've asked the federal government for a $1.4 billion loan to help them through the coronavirus crisis, and Qantas don't seem very happy about it. What's Alan Joyce had to say?
Well, he sparked some controversy last week around this particular topic, saying that he didn't think badly managed businesses should be rescued by the government. And we've since heard that Virgin has made this request for the $1.4 billion bailout, if you like. Since then, we've sort of got the impression that Qantas does want a level playing field, and they would ask for their own rescue package if Virgin was to receive any further assistance from the government.
The government clearly now looks to be potentially bailing both of them out. Is that, what kind of conditions might it put on Virgin if it does go down that road?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, Virgin's statement today was very non-committal around nationalisation and any sort of equity stake that the government may or may not take. So it's really difficult to sort of speculate around that. But, you know, we're talking about very large sums here, $1.4 billion being touted for Virgin and three times that for Qantas at $4.2 billion. As we all know, the airline sector is on life support. 28,000 staff have been stood down already. So, you know, this will be a key period ahead in the government sort of figuring out what they do.
I want to just, in our last minute, talk about this other story. Clouds are looming over buy now, pay later financiers like Afterpay and Zip, as high unemployment could lead to a sea of bad debts. Have these lending services got every right to be worried right now?
Well, I think the unprecedented nature of this crisis really makes it quite potentially a severe downturn for the economy, as we were discussing earlier, but also the impact on unemployment. We've seen predictions from some of the big banks and the investment banks that unemployment's going to hit the double figures. So, you know, if consumer loans are not being repaid, and we've looked at figures going back to the GFC and the recession before that, which was a long time ago, back in the 90s, and if we do get this this prolonged downturn, there's going to be a lot of pressure on people being able to repay, and then that's when you see bad debts ballooning, and that's when companies like Afterpay and Zip can get into trouble. So we need to monitor sort of closely how that plays out.
Thanks so much for coming on, Joyce.
Thanks very much.
Joyce Malarkus is a senior banking reporter for the Australian newspaper.